Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. This is tape 3. All right, Leslie, you were talking about wanting to be a beautician, and what were your dreams, now?
My girlfriend and I was going to live together, and we was going to get a big barrel of dill pickles and a player piano. And it fell through.
And you loved your pickles?
Well, kind of at that time.
And you were going to do hair?
Yes, and be a beautician.
Now, why is it that you didn't become a beautician?
Because I didn't have a high school education, and you had to have a high school education to be a beautician.
And Mrs. Hornbeck made you work and stuff?
Yes.
Were you bitter about that?
No, not really. I guess I'd worked all my life, and I guess I was bitter at times when I wanted to go somewhere, and she'd say, you can go if your work is done.
So would you say that you got to socialize much?
No, not very much. Because I worked doing people's homes in the daytime, and then I took care of children at night. So I was gone a lot.
So let's see, you must have started working at about the age of 4.
8.
About the age of 8. But as far as Mrs. Hornbeck, after the 8th grade, you would have been about... How old? 14, maybe?
Probably something like that. See, I was quite a while before. I was way backward in school.
Oh, that's right. You missed a couple of years because you were ill with pneumonia.
And then I had to take two grades over again.
Right. You're missing school?
Mm-hmm.
So you worked and you didn't really get to socialize that much, and you wanted to go on to school.
Get my education and go on and be a beautician.
And instead you ended up working, and then you met Glenn Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that you felt like Mrs. Hornbeck fixed you up with him?
Well, he kind of seemed like that. Because he worked for her. And she would say, you go out and help Glenn. You know, you go do this and that. He would cut wood and calcimine the house and stuff, you know. She always wanted me to go help him, to be with him. It just seemed like she kept throwing us together.
Did you feel like maybe she did that so that you would kind of take a fancy to him?
Yes, I think so. In fact, I'm pretty sure of it.
Mm-hmm. And so you and Glenn eventually did get married,
yeah,
didn't you? And what was Glenn like?
He was good to me, but he had a lot of bills. You know. Got married, was $1,000-some in debt. So, and he never gave me a dime. I never had any money, only what I earned myself.
What did he do with his money?
Bought weird books and candy and stuff. That's what he did.
Was he a good provider then?
No.
No?
I used to sew for people and patch quilt or patch sheets and stuff, you know, and sew for people. And that was what I tried to keep the house on. He never was a good provider. He was just for himself. No, not much.
So he just, did he have any bad habits?
Very bad.
Which were like what?
Reading these weird books and sending the kids to charge cookies and candy and stuff. And that was his worst pen. And he had bills all over. He owed everybody for things that he got.
And so he didn't really care if he paid his bills or not?
No.
And so he spent his money foolishly?
Foolishly. Very foolishly.
And how long did you stay married to him? Well, when did you get married? Do you remember the date?
May 8th, 19... must have been 28.
And did you stay married to him?
For 16 and a half years.
And then what happened?
Then he got a divorce.
He got the divorce?
He got the divorce.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, I was glad.
You were glad? Because he was... What was he like to live with?
Well, he... Like I say, he was good to me. I mean, he never beat me or anything like that, but he just wasn't a family man. He was just for himself. Everything was for him. He'd drink the kids' milk, and if there was anything in the refrigerator, he'd eat it. He didn't care about the next meal. And, you know, with six children, that was really something to feed them.
You had to plan.
Try.
So you couldn't really work as a team?
No.
So you got divorced in 1943 and...
45. Or 43. Mm-hmm.
And then what happened after that? You had six children?
I had six children. And he had three and I had three. Court gave him three. And he had three.
Which three did he take?
He had Jean, Mary, and Dick, to begin with. And then he hated Dick, so he gave Dick back to me, and he took Jack. Jack was a young one. Because Dick, he was sick, you know, so much. And so
he hated... Who was sick?
Jack. Jack was sick.
Jack was sick a lot? What was he sick with?
That's some kind of disease. I don't know what it was. It was all blue and purple. And everything that he touched had to be boiled. His clothes had to be boiled. And any toys had to be destroyed every night.
Destroyed?
Destroyed every night.
So every day he had to have a new toy to play with? How long did he live?
He's still living.
How old is he now?
He's about 58.
And you don't know what was wrong with him when he was a child?
I used to know, but I don't anymore. I know it was some kind of like purple all over his body. And he was in bed for, oh my, he must have been in bed a long, long time, because I would go out working and I'd have to go home and give him medicine and give him something to eat, you know.
So your husband decided that he wanted...
And he wanted Jack.
Sick little boy.
Yeah. Well, he was better then. He'd gotten better.
And how come he hated the other boy?
I don't know. He never did like Dick.
And as far as the ages of your children, where was he? Was he the first? Was he the third? Or Dick?
He was, it was Glenn and Jean and Mary and Lucille and Dick. He was five. the kids. And
did he do a good job with the kids, raising them?
No.
Did he keep them all? I mean, after he traded one son for another, did he keep the three he had?
No. He went out to Washington, and he married some woman out there with six children. So he took the three that he was supposed to have, and he took them out there too. And they went out there and stayed with him and for not quite a year. And him and this woman, I guess, they got divorced. Because he couldn't keep a family, and she had six children, and three there, my three.
So there were nine altogether.
Yeah. So Mary called me, and Mary sent me a letter that things wasn't going good out there, and so I borrowed the money and brought them back home again. So I had six of them.
And how did you support your six children without...
Well, Alvin come and stayed there at the house.
And Alvin is who?
It's my husband. He wasn't then, he was.
Alvin...
Rome.
Was, and he's Glenn's...
Brother.
Brother,
yeah.
Okay.
And so, and I went to work in the laundry. And that's how we supported them.
So, am I to understand that Alvin helped you?
Yeah.
Even though these children were really, belonged to his brother?
Yeah.
And he took care of the children in the house?
No, he worked. They took care of them more or less themselves.
Oh, so you went to work.
I had to go to work.
And the kids stayed?
See, I was about 2 years before... Then I, Alvin and I got together and then got married in 1945.
Okay, so you married Glenn's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you had to go to work, when you had all six children and you were in between marriages, did your children have to stay home and take care of themselves?
Yes, and go to school.
Okay, and you worked while they were at school?
Yeah.
And then at night you would come home and take care of them?
Wash and iron and clean house.
Very, very difficult?
Yeah, it was.
And so then you married Alvin in 1945?
45.
And what was Alvin like?
He was very good to me. He was an alcoholic. Well,
okay, he was an alcoholic, but he was nice to you.
He was very good to me.
And was he a good father for your
children?
Yes,
he was. And the kids all bought lots of them, as they said they did.
Uh-huh.
He was really good with them.
And you lived with Alvin how long?
Well, about a year, I guess. Maybe not that long, I don't know. Because I was gone so much, I don't really know.
You lived with Alvin for...
Well, he kind of lived there with us. Him and the oldest boy had the room upstairs.
Oh, okay. So he lived in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got married.
Then we went over to Butte and got married.
Okay. And so how long were you married to Alvin? He's no longer alive, is he?
No.
When did Alvin die?
He died May the 8th, last year.
1997? So you basically spent the rest of his life together. How many years was that? From
it was 52, going on 53.
And he was a good provider.
Yes, he was.
And took care of the children. But he was an alcoholic.
He was an alcoholic. And he was gone. You know how they go and drink. it was 29 years of it that I spent. We finally got him out of it.
29 years that you spent?
Trying to get him sober.
But he did quit.
He did quit, finally.
So he had a problem with it that he struggled with then?
Yes, he sure did. It was an awful struggle.
What kinds of things did you do to try to help him?
Well, I finally got him in AA, and then I went to Al-Anon with him.
And what was he determined to try to quit? And he struggled with
yes.
it.
Yes, he. There was a fellow that. Well, the churches and stuff was helping me too. They were praying for him, and the Al-Anon of course helped a lot. You know, I don't know whether you know what Al-Anon is, but and then they told me about a guy that I called him and talked to him, and he come down to see Alvin, and he got Alvin to go to AA, and through AA he stopped.
And that must have been a big relief for you.
Yes, it was. But the thing about it was that he'd find a bottle, some ditch somewhere. He always had a little somewhere that he could get hold of drink.
So he would hide it, maybe?
Yeah, hide it.
Hide a little bit mm-hmm. for now and then?
Now and again, yeah.
Alvin, was Alvin at all like your father in the respect that he would, yeah. would he ever get violent at all?
Never did. I don't think he was violent with the door. He couldn't get in at night. Or that door let him in.
He'd take it out on the door.
Yeah.
But did he make a good living?
Well, he didn't ever have a very good job. He worked with Montgomery Ward, and he was a, what do you call it, you know, he took in the, what did you call it, where he was kind of the head of the, take in when the stuff come in, you know.
Stocking?
Yeah. I can't think what you call it, but he had a good job there. He didn't get a lot of money, but we made out on it. We never won anything.
You never won anything?
Wanted.
Oh. You never wanted for much?
No, of course I worked too, and of course I only got a dollar an hour.
At the laundry?
Oh. Well, at the laundry I got about 23 cents an hour.
And when did you get a dollar an hour? When you were?
Doing housework. Babysitting.
What kinds of people did you do housework for?
Well, I was working for a lady over on the north side, and I did housework there, and she had three little boys. Yeah, three little boys. And she was a school teacher, so I used to go there twice a week and do the work. Do all the work. And one day she told me that she was going to get rid of herself, and I tried to talk her out of it. But I couldn't do it. So one day she called me, and I had just been to the back doctor. And she wanted me to go and sit with the kids because she wasn't feeling very good. And I told her I couldn't go because I'd just been to the back doctor. And she had little ones, you know, that they had to be, had to lift and stuff, so I couldn't do that. So I told her I couldn't go. So she shot them. She shot, the oldest boy had gone to play with his friend. So the little boy went after the boy and brought him home. And he kept saying, don't shoot me, don't shoot me. And she shot all three of the boys. And the one little boy, his head rolled all over the davenport after she shot him. And then she went into the bedroom and shot herself in the head.
Did they all die?
They all died. And she was carrying about a little 7-8 months baby along. And that one, of course, died too.
Was there a father that lived with them?
Yes. They weren't getting along. They fought over who'd take out the garbage and who'd do this and that. And of course, she worked, you know, too, so I guess she felt the same as he did. And so he finally married another woman with 6 kids.
Did you walk in on the house and see all these dead people?
No, I didn't, because I couldn't go.
Do you remember what her name was?
Mary could tell you, but I can't. Can't remember now.
Okay, and when you were working for this mother, this teacher, do you happen to remember what school she was teaching at or what she taught?
It was a school up the Park Road, way up out in the country. It was a country school.
Did she work with, like, the younger children?
Yeah, it was where there was a bunch of kids in one grade.
And were you a married woman at the time when were working for her, or were you working at Mrs. Hornbeck?
No,
Mrs. Hornbeck?
I was working, Al and I was married.
So, you think she was just distraught and...
Well, I'd go in there and she'd tell me her story, that he'd been out with some woman and she had lipstick on his collar or something, you know. So it sounded like he was running around with somebody. And she was, of course, mad about it, you know. But she would be.
Why do you think she killed her children?
Because I think she was going to kill herself, and she didn't want to leave the kids with him because she didn't think he could take care of them. So I think she, because I know she had told me before she was going to get rid of them, and I begged her not to.
And I suppose back then they didn't have counseling and the kind of help that they have for people now.
No, I don't think so. But she did call a minister, and he didn't go either. That was the Baptist minister, and I guess he couldn't go. And the lady that took care of him when I didn't take care of him, she couldn't take them because it wasn't her day to keep them. So she called me to take care of him, and I couldn't go either.
So there were a lot of people that just weren't able to go that day?
Yeah.
Did you feel really...
Yes, I did. I felt really bad about it. Because of course, if I'd have gone, I'd have probably got shot too. Because I think she was just so worked up that I think she would have done it anyway. She might not have. But the way it went, I figured that I would have got it maybe too. Because different ones had warned Alvin that they didn't want me working for her because she had a bad background. Her mother was a fortune teller. Is that what you say? The people would go to her house and she'd tell her fortune. And she, this lady that I was taking care of her children, she said she never went home, that there wasn't two or three laying in on the davenport. But, you know, she'd tell them that they was going to die or something in their fortune. And I guess they'd feel bad about it.
So this, she's talking about when she was a child?
Yeah.
She would come home and her mother was telling fortunes and
yeah.
There would be strangers in the house laying around?
Evidently she told them that there was something wrong with them or they were going to die or something, you know, and it was too much for her because she felt, I think that was one of the main things that caused her to kill the kids, I think, was her childhood, the awful childhood she had.
Mixed her up?
Yeah, because I know she this oldest boy, she was taking her mother to Bozeman one day and he died right in her arms in the back seat. Did you get that?
Say that again. The recorder's okay.
She wanted her daughter to take her to Bozeman one day. This is the lady that I was taking care of her kids. So she took her, and on the way to Bozeman, her mother died right in the boy's arms.
The mother who was the fortune teller?
Yeah.
So, this woman, the school teacher.
Yeah, it was her mother.
And did this woman have any idea that her mother was sick?
I don't know whether she was taking her to a doctor or she might have been taking her to a doctor.
And when you said that she died in the boy's arms
yeah.
That was her oldest son? Or?
It was her oldest son.
So quite a lot of tragedy in that family.
Yeah. So that's what I say. I think a lot of it was the background of when she was a child. That's my idea. Of course, I don't know whether it's true or not, but just the way things went, you know. It sounded like everything was going over, you know, all the time, something wrong and all the time. And you know how fortune tellers is. It seems like it's always bad. And I think a lot of it was from her childhood, how people acted.
Mm-hmm. You know, people acted kind of funny towards her, knowing that her mother had been a fortune teller,
yeah.
Too. And did her mother work in Livingston?
Her mother didn't work.
The fortune teller, though, when she told
fortunes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She told fortunes in Livingston.
Her mother did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think a lot of it was just, you know, from her, the way things had gone when she was young. I think it was piled up on her. I always did think that. And I felt really bad about it because...
Did you wonder about how life is kind of, I don't want to use the word funny, but here was a woman who had... just couldn't take it anymore and ended up shooting her children, and yet you had a very tough childhood too, but you were able to make it okay.
Yeah.
Did that make you wonder about that?
Yes, it did, because I had had so many things, you know, to go to work when I was 8 years old and all the responsibility on me. You know, and I thought about it, why couldn't she take it if I could?
Do you think because Mrs. Hornbeck put you in the church at a young age, do you think the church helped you pull your life together?
Yes, I do.
In what way?
Well, of course, then I learned about Jesus Christ. Of course, I knew. I had gone to the Baptist church before, you know. Mrs. Hornbeck's church was the Episcopal. And of course, I was in the Bible class and everything, and I think from different stories that was told, you know, about the Bible and stuff, I think it helped me a lot.
Did you ever come to that conclusion when you were trying to sort out your life and looking at your life compared to hers?
Yes, I think so, because she never was very strong, you know. She'd had some, she lost her husband. He was repairing the car or something, and he got under it to fix something, and the car fell on him and killed him.
Now, who was it that lost her husband?
The school teacher.
Oh, and so?
And so she had married again, you know. It was such a wretched life, you know. It seemed like it was just one thing on the